This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions. Episode 332. Today, JR asks, regarding episode 317, this was where I talked about professional jealousy as one of the big pitfalls of being an author. How do you know your peer group as an author? Well, if you're talking about how do you meet them going to conventions, corresponding with them online, networking. By sending things into this podcast, you've gotten to know me to an extent that I would recognize your name in public, and if we bumped into each other at a convention or a meetup, I would know who you are, you would know who I am, I'd be part of your peer group. Now, if you mean how do you know where your rank is in the pack as far as your accomplishments as an author, oh, there's a whole bunch of different ways to tell. One is the social dynamics, which aren't always revealing as far as the quality of your work. Another is your sales. Your sales have a certain dimension of peerage. Another is if you're talking about the quality of your work and your rank in the experiential hierarchy, that would have to do with how long you've been at this, how many books you've written, that sort of thing. And finally, the quality of your work, which you can measure indirectly by noting who it is among your peers that enjoys your work. If someone enjoys your work, and their books are ones that you love to read and that you read their stuff and you look up to them and go, oh my God, I wish I could do that. And they're looking at you and going, oh my God, I wish I could do what you do. You've found someone who is a peer in craft. You're not equal in every way. You have strengths and weaknesses that are different, but you're writing on about the same level in terms of your quality and craft, or at least in some aspects. And then, of course, there's your peers in business. Those are a lot easier to spot because you can tell who knows what they're talking about when it comes to business and who doesn't. And you can spot those out pretty quickly. Who it is in your peer group that knows more than you that you want to listen to and who knows less. It's like any professional group, I suppose outside the military, where your peer group is defined by your pay grade. It's like any social club professional group. You get a sense of where you sit in the pack order. It's really not something worth being obsessed about, but you'll get a sense, just like you will in any social situation, whether you're really looking to get one or not. Don't know if that's the kind of answer you were looking for, but if you want some clarification, do send in a follow-up. I'll be happy to answer. Thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.